Next item is subdivision 2005-57, Blackwater Creek Incorporated time extension.
This is a request for a one-year extension. Commission granted preliminary approval for 400 lots, October 26th of 2006. And you also granted one-year time extensions, November 14th of 07, September 17th of 08, and November 12th of 09. This is the fourth request for an extension. If you were to grant an extension, it would be retroactive to the anniversary date of preliminary approval. That would make the approval valid until October 26th of next year. And I provided you with a copy of the letter from the applicant's attorney and the applicant's engineering firm explaining what's been done to date and what the holdup is. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Ross?
Mr. Chairman, I note on the letter that basically, if I can quote from their letter, however, due to the current economic and real estate market conditions, our client wishes to delay recordation of the initial phase of this approved subdivision so as not to start the five-year period within which construction of phase one approvals must be, quote, substantially underway. And I'm not really sure if this justifies an extension for a fourth year or not, and I didn't know if the applicant had representation in the room that might expand on if there's any other extenuating circumstances or not.
I think there might be. I recognize Mr. Schrader, I believe, is counsel for the applicant, and Mr. Clark is the engineer.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dennis Schrader, attorney for the project, and I have with me Jeff Clark, who is a registered landscape architect with LandTech, and I also have Mr. Horsey, who followed us up, who is a principal of the company that owns the particular project. And as I understand your concern, Mr. Ross, my letter addressed the two parts. One of them was that I had incorporated by reference Mr. Clark's letter that was addressed to me and was dated October 8th, and then there was my comment about the fact that we were trying to slow the process down a little bit due to the economic conditions. Starting with my part first, I don't think it's unknown to you all that this is not a superior economy to begin the project for a 400 subunit subdivision, and I have incorporated references to the economic circumstances in all letters that I have written to the commission recently, let's say within the last 18 months, looking for time extensions. So that's just part of the way I bounce with these particular things. If you take a look at the letter that was presented with that application that was drafted by Mr. Clark, you can see that all the progress that can be made has been made on this project. The one item left for us to deal with is what to do about the wastewater treatment facilities that will go with the site. As originally conceived, and I think, Mr. Ross, you were not on the commission at the time that the matter was brought before the commission, but Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc., is the holder of the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity for the area in this project. They had proposed for themselves and for this particular project and for Delmar a wastewater treatment facility that would have been constructed in the general area of the site. In fact, there was another project that I represented that's adjacent to this that had hoped to connect to it. Again, not to pick on the economy too much, but things have changed economically since then. But as of the 22nd of October, the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control through the Water Resources Department had issued a design development report for phase one of the construction of the project. We were in a position at the time I wrote that letter to actually ask for a final site plan approval subject to the wastewater treatment issue being worked out, and having spoken to Shane, talked amongst ourselves, we thought we would just ask for the extension so that we can get that one issue worked out and then come back with the final site plan. If for some reason the commission were to direct us to do so, we could do that and be back in a month with the next schedule.
Let me ask a pretty basic question. Can you record a site plan today?
We could if you all approve it.
No, no, well, but, I mean, will you have everything, you would be asking to do it subject to something being approved at a later date, so actually, you don't have everything you need.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are.
Jeff will answer that.
We are lacking one thing. We have, Mr. Izzo has approved all of the public works aspect of the project for this phase that's on the agenda tonight, but he has not decided how the note should read regarding the wastewater treatment plant. So the answer to your question is tonight, no. And we're asked, we've supplied him with some data regarding Denrick's stance and all this. We're kind of waiting for Mr. Izzo to react to. Okay.
And your request is retroactive to what date?
The anniversary date.
October 26th.
Yeah.
Two days ago.
Okay, so you really couldn't have done it whether the economy was booming or busting. You couldn't have done it.
Right. We need to have one.
Okay.
And that's not undoable, because, I mean, there's been other projects that have gotten that comment.
Right.
I mean, that's not an indefinite holdup. I mean, I don't know about this one specifically.
No, but I would agree. I would agree that this is not an unsolvable problem. It just has not yet been dealt with. And there's some language that Mr. Izzo is searching for that will go on.
Because it's been done with, I think, Artesian and Tidewater both on all over the county.
Barring that, Mr. Wheatley,
that
would allow us to record.
So if given this year extension, you'll have ample time to finish that work with the Denrick Tidewater and the county engineers so that then you could submit your site plan, your preliminary.
Within that year, yes, sir.
In that year.
And I'll point out that there's nothing that's set in stone. It's got to be a year either. I mean, this is the fourth one, so, you know.
It could be less than a year.
Okay.
But we're going, there would be final for the first phase.
Yeah, right.
What
And what's, I mean, how soon do you need to know? Do we have to make a decision? I mean, are you under a time clock for tonight, or can you wait a week or so we can get our I's in dotted, or what?
I think you all control time.
We can make it retroactive.
Right. Okay.
We make the application. You run the clock.
Prior to
I don't know the deadline
anyway.
Well, I guess the thought is like one of the other ones.
What is there to research?
Mr. Smith was at, just what county engineering's position is on it. I've sort of heard from Mr. Schrader if Mr. Ross wanted to hear.
Oh, okay.
Where county engineering stands on it, and we could put it back on any agenda.
Okay.
Well, Mr.
That's doable, sure.
Yeah.
What were the things that?
Sorry.
That's all right. I think you're going to say what I'm going to say, so I'm going to let you say it. Just to give you a little background, and we've been confronted with this situation a few times before, and I think we're going to see it again and again and again for a while, unless something gets done at a level higher than this one. So far, the bar for this kind of approval has been set very high, and the economic argument in and of itself has not been found to be an acceptable argument. So I appreciate that the commission's position has been, though, that there really needs to be some other mitigating circumstance other than the just the bad economy. So that's kind of what we're looking for, to see if that situation exists. So is that what you're going to say?
No, but that was pretty good.
What I was going to say,
Mr. Chairman, was that I agree with Mr. Ross, and that I think the comment that he quoted was one that I had previously highlighted, which was a smoking gun to me, saying that, you know, gee, we're not going to try real hard because we want to drag our feet as best as we can. And I understand I'm sympathetic to the economic situation that we're faced with. However, we as a commission, you know, have our time limits that we can grant as extensions, and I fully concur with you saying that we've set a high standard here, and I hate to see us lowering it. Now, if county council wants to do something different from an administrative or standpoint that would change that, then certainly we would comply with that. But right now, you know, we have a set of requirements and, you know, dealing with time frames, and I certainly would be amenable to hearing from the county engineer department on that, and as council said, there's nothing says it has to be a year, because we did have a previous applicant said they could do that, they could get theirs done by January or something like that. We kind of agree with that, so.
You guys understand what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So you want to watch out for your smoking guns?
No, it's, I mean, the economics is something that we can consider, but, you know, we've talked to council, and right now, we just don't feel like economics in and of itself is enough without some guidance from county council to say, yeah, okay, yeah, that is enough, or no, it's not. So, you know, it's a gray area. And so we've set the bar relatively high, but have kind of decided that just sheer economics is not a reason to approve a fourth extension. So I think I'm done with the witnesses, and I thank you. And Dennis, unless you have something.
No, I'm just going to say I appreciate your comments about the economy, and I think that it was in Virginia recently where they've adopted legislation where they're having omnibus extensions given all approvals because of the circumstance. And that's not the political role that you all should be playing in these types of decisions. But don't overlook the fact that there was a second reason given, and the second reason is that we have a complicated project out there that requires a significant amount of wastewater treatment, and we have to deal with the competing regulatory agencies of DNREC and the county engineer for a company, Tidewater Environmental, which we have no control over, and we're sort of on the sideline watching that. We need that to resolve. We're back.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
I have one comment, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I might suggest to Mr. Schrader and perhaps some other folks in the audience, they might want to have an agenda item on county council to address this issue, given our economic situation and given the fact that Virginia and Pennsylvania both have passed legislation to extend that. And I think that would be an appropriate, you know, item to be put on the council agenda, should you so desire.
Thank you.
Actually, piggybacking on what Mr. Johnson has said, I am aware that the CDAC group has, in fact, sent a letter to that effect to county council. I received a copy of it in my capacity here as the chairman. So that is, I know that it's being talked about, and I would, as Mr. Johnson has, encourage all of you to follow up on that that situation, because I think it could be done just as easily as the county level. In fact, the state of Pennsylvania has done the same thing. So, I mean, it's happening all around us. So it's something that we need to look at.
Well, I think the real concern, Mr. Chairman, is that all that we have done in here every Thursday night for the last 5 years, if something like that is not granted, we're going to have like Groundhog Day.
Doing it again.
We're just going to do it all over again. And
well, I think after, in spite of my initial knee-jerk comment, I have since been swayed by Mr. Ross's persuasive discussion of why he would like to defer. I think it would be a good idea to have a chat with the engineering, and I would be very, very favorable towards a deferral, a motion to allow you to do that.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on item 9, subdivision 20557, time extension, pending correspondence with the county engineering office as to the project need and time need to fulfill those requirements.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-57, Blackwater Creek Incorporated, time extension to give the commission time to seek the advice of the county engineering department. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?